Continuing on our week 14 NFL picks, Brad and Ben from the podcast Sports Meet Beer in the house. We'll pick the Bay Area teams, and you got the 49ers, who are now the fifth seed in the NFC after losing to the Ravens and the Seahawks beating the Vikings on Monday. So the
shut it down for draft picks.
Fifth.
Just shut seed. It down.
Shut it down. All.
Yeah.
Tank for 26.
Yeah.
Or whatever they'd get. anyway, they're 10-2, though, even though they're the fifth seed. The current number one seed in the NFC is the Saints. They're 10-2 as well. They play each other in New Orleans. Brad, what do you think?
Well, this matchup, as good as New Orleans is, as great as a play caller as Sean Payton is, this matchup is better for the 49ers than Baltimore was, because Drew Brees just isn't a mobile quarterback anymore. And the 49ers have had good success. This year, I don't know what you could say about the comparison between Drew Brees and Aaron Rodgers in terms of their greatness for the season. I think Aaron Rodgers statistically has been better, and the 49ers killed Aaron Rodgers. The thing is that I think Sean Payton is a better play caller than LaFleur is, and I think Drew Brees has been in that system for so long. I think he's more comfortable. Baltimore blitzed the 49ers on 92% of dropbacks.
Oh,
I don't know if you guys saw that number.
That's insane.
92% of dropbacks. I don't think New Orleans is going to do that quite as often, but they will be as creative, if not more so, against the 49ers. The beautiful thing is 49ers have Kyle Shanahan, who knows how to exploit a lot of these things. This is the toughest road test for the 49ers. I know Baltimore was an awesome stadium, you know, in the weather. I think they're going to be able to negate the blitz. They've been able to do it all year. Their play action is one of the best in the league. I think the 49ers are going to have some success here. It's not a blowout or anything like that. It's a close game. I really do believe that the 49ers are going to win that game. I do.
Yeah, it is really hard to go against Mr. Drew Brees. Much like my pick earlier with Tom Brady, you know, this is, you know, one of the oldest quarterbacks, wise quarterbacks in the league. All I know is it's really hard to go against him in his home turf. So I am going to go with the Saints on this one.
The 49ers have to win out the rest of their games to get back the number one seed.
Yes.
That's not very likely. If it's going to start with anything, obviously it's got to start with the first game in front of them. I agree with Brad that they match up better against the Saints than they did against the Ravens. They got to keep pace with the Seahawks. I don't know that they get the number one seed back, but the Saints have less to play for. They've already clinched the division. They're the number one seed. They don't even lose seeding if they lose this game, unless the Seahawks win, and then they only go to the two seed. So there's not like a lot for them to lose. There's a lot for the Niners to lose. So I'm going with the Niners. Titans coming to Oakland to play the Raiders. What do you think, Ben?
The Raiders still have a team?
They're still in Oakland, even.
Stop.
No, it's tough. You know, man, what two tough 2 weeks it's been for the fan base in Oakland. Titans always play. They're a tough team, no matter what. They always seem to be ones that give a lot of teams trouble. They're always that kind of middle of the road. No matter what, they're gonna always be a factor. And I think this is going to be a true bounce-back game. If they want to have any sort of postseason hopes, then they have to get it together now, and they have to pretty much win out to be a factor. So I see the Raiders coming back with this one.
The Ryan Tannehill experiment has started again in Tennessee. They are 6-1, I believe, since he's taken over. They benched Mariota against the Broncos in October, and all Tannehill has done is play really well, frankly. He's been able to take advantage of a lot of the weapons that they have in Tennessee. Derrick Henry is running like a man on fire. They're in the division race right now, you know, against Houston. It's amazing to me. I like what the Raiders have done. The draft class this year has been outstanding. Outstanding. I love what they're getting out of the running back. I love what they're getting out of everybody. I just don't see them having the depth to be able to continue for an entire game, take the pounding Derrick Henry's going to give them. Tannehill's playing well. He takes advantage of matchups outside. A.J. Brown's been a good player for them. I think this game is close. I think all the things you said about it, them being at home, is exactly right. I think it's tight. I just think Ryan Tannehill in the fourth quarter, his completion percentage is like almost 80%. He just played so well. He's going to get a huge contract at the end of the year and then completely not earn it. So this just feels like a continuation of that trend, and I think Tennessee wins a close game.
You know, you were talking about the Titans being right behind the Texans in the AFC South. They're also right under the Steelers in the first wild card spot. So they have a chance to get into the playoffs either with the division title or with the wild card. I just think it's going to be too much. I think the Texans they see the playoffs in their crosshairs, and they're going to do whatever it takes to get there. So I'm going to pick the Titans over the Raiders.